Barriereko, Sireli, Hairena Kitzner, Yev Radio, Unkendirner, Amerikai Haikakan Hamagumari, Shapatakan, Radio Jamin. Hosapori Motne Mihrantumajan, Amerikai Haikakan Hamagumari, Arematian Sherjani, Tenoren. Aisor, Yerku, Hianali Hurerunek, Meshet, Vorpiti Hosen, Minor, Zeragri, Veraberial, Vorshat Oktakare, Հայաստանաբնակ նկարիչների համար, քանդակագործների համար եւ կապը, իսկական կապ Սպյուրքի եւ Հայաստանի միջև եւ ընդհանուր ժողովրդների միջև Հայաստանի հետ ուղիղ կապ, որ օգտակար է Հայաստան բնակող ստեղծագործների։ Մեր զրույցը առաջի կեսին պիտի կատարենք Քրիս Հոկոկյանի հետ անգլերեն լեզվով, եւ այս ռոպեին պիտի ուրեմն Քրիսի կենսագրությունը կարդամ անգլերեն լեզվով եւ ապա զրուցենք։ The Armenian Assembly of America Weekly Radio Hour is honored to have two very, very special guests with us for this week's program. For the first half of our program, we have Chris Hakokian joining us. Chris is a wonderful young man who's based in San Diego area. He also serves as the head of operations and is a member of the board of directors of the recently launched Armenian Artists Project, AAP for short. Chris Hokokian started his wealth management practice at Merrill Lynch in La Jolla, California, upon graduating with honors in business administration and finance from San Diego State University. In 2017, he became a partner of the Treadwell Hokokian Group. Currently, he is committed to providing world-class wealth management to families and business owners. Chris also currently serves as the president of Aztec Football Legacy that helps financially support San Diego State University athletics. Chris was a four-time scholar, athlete, award recipient, Dean's List Award winner, and a Mountain West Conference champion. He believes his greatest asset in life is his relationship with his family and the greater community. Chris was born and raised in the Central Valley in Fresno. He now resides in downtown San Diego and enjoys dedicating his free time to philanthropic causes and organizations like the Armenian Artist Project, which is the focus of our program throughout today's entire program. First with Chris Hokokian, our dear guest, and for the second half with fellow Board of Directors member Dennis Parnagian. Chris Hokokian, welcome to the Armenian Assembly Radio Hour. We are pleased to have you on.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor. Really appreciate you taking the time to get to know me and the Armenian Artist Project. We look forward to extending our network and community involvement with one another.
Wonderful. Let's jump right in, Chris. First, before we talk about the mission of the Armenian Artist Project, this wonderful digital platform that has come to fruition in recent weeks, our viewers, our listeners would like to know more about you and your background, where you spent your formative years, where ultimately you went to college. I just mentioned San Diego State, but why specifically did you choose the career path that you're on right now?
Yes. Thank you. So I grew up in the Central Valley, Fresno, California, a fairly small town in comparison to some of the larger ones in the state of California. I had the opportunity to go down and actually earn an academic scholarship to play football at San Diego State and study finance. When getting that opportunity to go on campus to a big school and also get an opportunity to spend time in a larger city, it was intriguing to me. I was eager to learn about a big city, how it operates, how it functions, and how the community is so large and, what keeps people interested in the community and honestly all of the involvement, on campus. I was passionate about playing football, and that's what took me to San Diego State. But, of course, when on campus, I had the opportunity to learn from some superb private practice individuals. And I had a really, really great experience on campus. And then I partnered that with growing up in the Central Valley and watching my two parents who own their own individual businesses today. my mom, a CPA, my dad, a chiropractor, and the way they care for their clients. I knew very early on that I wanted to develop and grow my own business, and I wanted to help and serve others. And, you know, when getting a chance to study finance very early on, I knew where I would be able to fit in and develop a financial planning and investment practice. So today, I serve about 90 families all over the state, Southern, Central, and Northern California, as well as 20 other states across the United States. I help individuals manage their finances from, you know, their business all the way to their personal. And it's been a tremendous blessing because I've had the opportunity to meet so many people in this field and help so many people. And so that'll segue into how I actually got involved in the Armenian Artist Project, and I'm looking forward to sharing that today.
Excellent. Well, Ben, before we jump into the Armenian Artist Project, I should also inform our listeners that I've had the pleasure and the honor of meeting Chris over the past couple of years, and Chris is dedicated to doing advocacy work in San Diego as well with elected officials. Particularly, Chris has joined me, for example, in an Armenian Assembly-led meeting with Congressman Scott Peters, who has been extremely supportive of Armenian issues. He is a member of the Congressional Armenian Caucus. Just recently, he also co-sponsored House Resolution 452, which was introduced by Congressman Pallone, and aims at boosting and advancing Armenia's relations with the United States in the economic and political sectors. And so, Chris, we thank you for your advocacy work in the San Diego area. We also know that you're involved with Armenian young professionals in the San Diego area, and you guys have had several events over the years to get young professionals active and together in a social setting. So my hat's off to you, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you, Miron.
So let's jump into the Artist Project, AAP for short. What is the mission of the Artist Project, and whose far-sighted vision led to the implementation of this initiative?
So the pure spirit of the Armenian Artist Project is to help Armenia. That is the indefinite goal. And we want to help them in several ways. One, by giving them an economy, a place where they could market and monetize their good work. So today, if you were an Armenian artist in Armenia, the only time you would have really to market your work to be sold is during the tourist season, where individuals come and visit Armenia. We want to give artists the ability year-round to market and sell to the diaspora here in the United States, with dreams of expanding to other countries as well. But we want to give them the ability to market and monetize their work because they do great work. Everybody knows Armenia for their arts, and we're proud of it. And I think as an Armenian here in the United States, we would love to showcase authentic Armenian work in our homes. And, you know, I know many individuals have already begun to do that, which I'm excited to share with you today. But the spirit is that. Now, being a part of the project, you also have the ability to contribute to charitable work in Armenia. So, about 42.5% is going to go of each purchase price is going to go to the artist. The other 42.5% is going to go to a charitable cause. That cause is going to be focused on giving back specifically to children, where we'll help rebuild schools, we'll help fund or refund orphanages, and we'll do infrastructure projects like water, electricity, giving regions in the neediest areas the ability to improve their quality of life. So that's the other 42.5% of each purchase price will go towards. Then there's 10%. That 10% is going to go to the individuals whom we've hired. Nadine Kochar, which has been a magnificent woman who has helped us bring this project to life. Her family has deep roots in the art community. Kochar Street in Armenia, several museums. 10% of each purchase price is going to go to her, her team of individuals. We have a marketing representative that helps us in Armenia. We've also hired a web designer and web developer. Everyone that we have employed to help us with this project has been from Armenia. And that is the entire purpose of this project, is to put money in Armenia's economy so then it can be used for the right things.
It's a really intriguing concept, getting into the granularity of it. I mean, supporting the artists through, and we'll talk about the vetting process soon, but supporting artists in Armenia, supporting the rebuilding of institutions in Armenia, which is so, so important, especially outside of Yerevan. And then of course compensating the wonderful team that you have on the ground there. 95%, right? 95% of the sale of a work of art, of a work of fine art, is heading back to the homeland. It's heading back to Armenia. I think the concept is novel, and I think it could serve as a model for other similar type of initiatives that can be done digitally and directly benefit people in Armenia. I'm curious.
You had asked who inspired this project. So
yes,
the founder, Jim Mordick, a magnificent man, somebody that I've grown close to over the last 4 years. He's also born and raised from the Central Valley, Fresno, California, and we had that connection very early on. And actually, he was in the exact same line of work I am, a financial planning professional helping families and individuals, and we had that connection as well. He came down to San Diego to a dinner. We had invited him to a Knights of Arton dinner. I happened to be involved, very active in the Knights of Arton, and he presented this vision, this ability to create a marketplace where you'll incentivize Armenians in Armenia to also work and then receive significant benefit for their work, which they're not getting a lot of now, opportunity, and creating this opportunity. He, shared it in a physical way. He showed us who would benefit, who would be involved, who would volunteer, and ultimately what the long-term outcome could be. And it was so exciting. And as an individual who is early in my career and maybe don't have the ability to share in financial resources in a significant way, like people in later parts of their life, this was an impactful way for me to get involved and create a tool or mechanism for Armenia to provide income for Armenia perpetually for years to come. And to do it not only upfront one time, but to do it on a reoccurring basis and to empower artists in Armenia to do good work, and then give us the opportunity to raise funds to also do charitable work, which we're going to hire individuals to do that charitable work in Armenia from Armenia. So it's a winning formula for Armenia, and I think that was the spirit behind it, and it's what excited the San Diego Knights of Arton and Daughters of Arton to get involved and to take action and to become board members. So we've been working on this silently for about 4 years now, and it's just starting to come to fruition, and the fruits of all of the labor and volunteer work are happening before us right now, and we're really excited about it.
You mentioned that it's been in the making for 4 years, and that faithful dinner that you had in San Diego with Mr. Mordick was the spark that got you involved and in a leadership position with the Armenian Artists Project. There is a board of directors and the Knights of Arton and Daughters of Arton are also heavily tied into that board. Is that right?
Yes. So when he approached us, we immediately thought this is not a one-off project that has an end date. So we created a separate 501c3 nonprofit incorporated here in the state of California. All of the financials, all of the reporting is done here with a certified public accountant. Everything financially related will be stemming from the United States. And then we will send the money to Armenia in a very nice, low-cost way directly to the artists to help them after they've sold their artwork. So, yes, the San Diego Knights of Artaun has joined. Also supporting us is the Fresno Knights of Artaun, which has been a great blessing to have as we begin spreading this word of mouth. And then over the last year or so, as the project is coming to fruition, finally live, we've started to interact and get to know others in the community who are passionate about this vision and have invited them to join our board. So the board is about 10 individuals right now, and you'll get a chance to speak with Mr. Dennis Parnagian a little bit later in this episode, and I'm excited for that.
Yeah, we're excited too, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. Chris, we've got about 5 minutes left in our conversation. Before we get to the next question, for our listeners, if you're interested in checking out the Armenian Arts Project online, AAP, you go to www.armenianartists, that's a plural, ARTISTS, project.org. www.armenianartistsproject.org. Everything is there on that website. You could see works of art for your first purchase. There's even a special promotional offer where you get 10% off for your first purchase. Wonderful works here, I've noticed, Chris. And I'm curious, and I think our listeners would be as well, with respect to how the vetting process works for each artist. How do you select the artist and select worthy works by each artist, and how do you ultimately determine a price for a given work of fine art?
Yeah, so that's a great question, and thank you for asking. So there's actually three individuals who remain anonymous who are art connoisseurs or professional artists themselves, and they're located in Orange County, California. And when we begin to work with an artist, we ask them for their resume. We ask them to submit a biography. We ask them to submit all of the work that they've done and where it's been showcased. So we get to know the artist in a pretty intimate, detailed way. And we ask them each to submit 9 pieces. And we give those three individuals who are the judges, so to speak, 3 pieces each to rate the quality, the detail, the significance. And when we ask them to submit those 9 pieces, the artist, we ask them to share with us a price that they're willing to accept, the minimum price they're willing to accept. And based on that number, we will go ahead and authenticate the quality of the work, verify it's one of a kind, and then price it within that realm. And once their work has been accepted and they're a verified artist, we invite that artist to submit a total of 42 pieces on the website. And so as it stands today, you know, we have well over 1,000 pieces on the website. We have hundreds of artists who have subscribed to our website. And it's a very intuitive website. You can actually take a look at the artists, a photo of them, where they were born, how old they are, when the piece that is on the website that you're looking at was created, and where their work has been showcased all over the world. It's really, really neat to get to know the artist you're buying from and who you're supporting.
And again, dear listeners, the website is www.armenianartistsproject.org. Chris, we've got a little over a minute left. Obviously, we're living in the COVID era, and it's disrupted the work of various industries and charities and nonprofits as well. Our listeners would be curious to know how COVID has impacted AAP's work for better or for worse.
Yes, so I actually believe, if anything, this has solidified AAP's purpose, because right now, as an Armenian living in the United States, it's very difficult for us to go visit and be a tourist in Armenia to go visit Yerevan. So the likelihood that we're going to go buy artwork from artists in Armenia right now is very unlikely, very challenging, very difficult, very expensive. We offer the ability to support Armenian artists and to buy authentic Armenian art without having to fly halfway across the world. And so in our first month or 30 days of the website being open, I'm happy to share with you, we've sold over 15 pieces of artwork in the first month, and we raised almost $30,000. So very excited to get off to a great start. And I think if anything, COVID really motivates individuals, both on the artist side and on the art buyer side, to find a place to market their work and to buy some work. And so I think AAP fills that void right now.
What a wonderful project, from vision to implementation. Congratulations to Jim Muradic, to you, and Dennis, who will speak in the second half of our program this evening, and to fellow board members for you know, implementing this far-sighted vision that Mr. Muradic had a few years back on a visit to Armenia. And we'll talk about that more with Dennis during the second half. Chris, we're, again, honored to have you on. We certainly would love to have you back in a few months to get an update on AAP. Dear listeners, again, the website is www.armenianartistsproject.org. That's artists, plural form. We will be back after a short commercial break. Manatsik Mez Head.